There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 20 640. Okay, if you go to the homepage and look on the top right section, you'll find a very interesting archive of radio programs done with our next guest, James Karolak. James has spent a lot of time tracking, from the beginning, the Deagle.com forecasts, the projections. And you scroll down there, you'll see Deagle.com 2025 projections. That's 24 months from now. 24 months, and right at the top, the first link, the original, genuine Deagle.com projections. It's right there. And if you're not familiar with this, you need to become very familiar with it, because I still stand firmly on the potential of these figures to manifest in 24 months. They have won. They have succeeded. They have injected well over 5 billion people on this planet with well over 13, maybe 14 billion injections now of something that is owned by the Department of Defense, was given to Pfizer and Moderna to construct and to make available for distribution and injection. And since when does the Department of Defense give a rat's ass about our health and welfare? It doesn't. This is a biological weapon. It has nothing whatsoever to do with a vaccination. Nothing. It's all been lies. It's all been deadly. And it is not nearly manifesting itself to its fullest. You wait. I'm sorry to say this. I think that the Deagle projections may very well be accurate and may very well come true in the next 24 months. But James Karolak knows a lot about this. He's been all over it. We have much to talk about. Welcome back, James. Nice to have you back, always.
I appreciate you. And thank you for all that you do and for having me on. And also, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Merry Christmas indeed.
You know, it's funny about Merry Christmas. You take the word Santa, S-A-N-T-A. Right.
Yeah.
There's a guy in a red suit. Take the end, move it to the end, you have Satan.
Oh, yeah, another red suit with a pitchfork. Right? I get it.
Yeah, they just love to invert everything and ruin it for us all. But I'd say right now we're in the ninth inning, guys. And this is important to know this. And this is going to be a dark presentation, unfortunately. But tonight, we're going to have a real conversation about Deagle.com leading into the collapse of society. That's dark. And for the record, I want to let everyone know I'm anti-vax and have been since 2003, right? And I actually believe vaccine programs is a business model to increase sales for big pharma. You know, purchase the injectables, poison, resulted in damaging your health, and now you have to buy more and more pharmaceuticals. It's a business model. It's actually
don't forget the testing. You go into any doctor and they're going to order tests. They're making billions on testing, billions on hospitalization, billions on pharmaceuticals. They are so evil, they have concocted a way to reduce the planetary population drastically and make so much of a profit on it. It's sickening. And that's who we're dealing with. There's your Satan right there.
There it is. You know, I believe this genocide is a life cycle. It's a cycle. You know, all my readings and learnings, you know, the population for the last 1,000 years has been around $1 billion. And not $1 billion, a billion people or less.
That's right.
And it was about 1,800.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an explosion, right? And what I've learned was that the elite allowed for this population increase. And you do this through modern machinery, diesel fuel, very important, which is the workhorse. And then you got to have the Haber-Bosch system process, which is fertilizer, to feed the population. Mm-hmm. And my theory is that they increase the population so they can get the technology brought in, right? And like, for instance, I'd say if you take 2 million births, you get, you know, a couple of really smart people bring in the technology. That's my theory. So now they have decided they don't need us anymore, Jeff. And it's time to reduce the population. This is what we're having a conversation about. I know it sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't sound crazy at all to this audience, James. These people all around the world, wherever they are, they understand, or they wouldn't be listening to this program. These are the best. So they're hearing
you. I want to cut down a couple fairy tales. First, I've been hearing it's a psyop. Well, what is a psyop? Psyop is played heavily on mainstream media as well as alternative media. Mm-hmm. And look at the biggest psyop ever in history, COVID-19, you know?
Yeah.
In a three-year period, what, 99.99% of the people in the United States know about this? Take Deagle.com. What's the awareness? Less than 0.5%.
Is it that low? Wow.
Yeah, I think it's that low. Yeah, 1% of the most. And if it is a psyop, they need to fire the managers that are running the psyop because they're doing a lousy job.
Yeah. When you pull that link up, dear friends, by the way, the top link for the Deagle projections, and you look at that page, you'll see the 2017 projected population at that time, and then you'll see what is expected by January 1st, 2025. You'll see the difference. If you want to just click at the top where it says View Year 2017, you can start there. That might be a better way to do it. View 2017 listings, and every country, all the primary countries, I think they're all there, will show you. It's all listed what the population in 2017 was. And then go back up after you've looked at the countries you want to. And I would urge you to do this, especially paying attention to the countries in Western Europe, right? North America, Australia, New Zealand, look at those totals and then go back and click View Year 2025 Forecast and you'll see both the 2017 number and what's expected to be extant in 2025. And it is a stunner. So go ahead, James.
Yes. Also, it's not disinformation because, again, it doesn't receive any media play. Right? Both those are done. What is it? What is it? I call it an announcement. It's, you know, the elite claim they have this honor system. What a joke that is. That they have to tell the world their plans before they do. It's called the code of ethics. What is the largest announcements ever. It's called the Georgia Guidestones, right?
Yeah. They're
dedicated March 22nd, 1980. Now, look at that number, 322. That's Skull and Bones. But they're telling you that Skull and Bones is responsible for that erection, that tower, right? And then they blew them up July 6, 2022 at 4:03:33. They're telling you the Masons were involved in destroying that, right? You just got to learn how to read a code, right? So for 42 years, these towers were up. And one of my greatest regrets, I was been trying to get down there for the last 10 years. I never made it down there. It sucks. But I would say, what do you think a percentage of people know about the Georgia Guidestones, Jeff? I'd say 5%. Maybe 10?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I concur.
And they've been up for 42 years. They never got mainstream media play, right?
Nope.
So let's talk about their... Let's talk about their, there's 10 degrees, and I'm not doing a lesson on this. I just want to tell you about the first degree, which is their most important. Reads, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. When they say perpetual balance with nature, that's called smart cities, right? So right there, they're telling you what the plans are. Beagle.com. is just like the Georgia Guidestone, and they nuked it as well. They took away the 2025 forecast, and we'll have a conversation about that. So this message, this announcement, is really a phase one of getting rid of the Western nation's population. Now, why would they want to get rid of the Western nation's population? Because the Anglo-Saxon population would not go for this one-world government, religion, currency, nonsense. So they have to kill us off so they can get their one world government. That is what I believe in. Okay? Mm-hmm. So let's move forward. Now, the other thing is, most folks will say, well, genocide will never happen in America. Well, you're kind of wrong on that one. It actually happened to the American Indians. It took about 300 years. I think they finished it up about 1880, 1890.
Something like that.
Right. Yeah, let's look at the highlights. Okay, they provided blankets laced with federal government, let's not forget who they are, with smallpox. Look at the characteristics of these of this playbook. They provide killer shots, the same thing. They kill off the buffalo for the Plains Indians. Our supply chain is falling apart. Same thing, same playbook. Now, the thing about the Indians, they put them in reservations. Gotta love their play on words, Jeff.
You bet.
We'll call it what it is. What's that?
You bet. It's a joke.
Let's call
bad joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. Let's call it what it is. Detention camps. You're being detained permanently. And then when you get into those detention camps, that's what they take away. Your weapons. It's that simple. So that's what they have planned for us. And I'll get deeper in this as we go on. Let's go on to a second genocide. And this one I bring in because it has to do with Russia. The Holodomor, right? And that those words mean starvation and to inflict death. And that happened between 32 and 33. Have you ever watched the movie Mr. Jones?
Don't think so. I do know about the Holodomor, but Mr. Jones?
Holodomor, that's it.
I don't know Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Mr. Jones was an investigative reporter back in 32, right?
And he
was from England, and they were told that this thing was going on, right? So he went.
You mean they tell me that they actually made a movie, a semi-honest movie about the Holodomor that the Soviets perpetrated in Ukraine and killed 35 million people or more?
Right.
Wow. I didn't know this. Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Amazon for $3. It's worth every minute of it, because when I tell you the end of the story, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Got it.
So
meanwhile,
you know, the New York Times, that rag of a newspaper, was writing fluff pieces about you know, Russia and how this is the new place to go in life. This is where the world needs to go in communism, right? Meanwhile, Uncle Joe, yikes, Joe Stalin, he actually took all the, the generational farmers off the land, took away their land, you know, you'll own nothing, mm-hmm. be happy. Same mm-hmm. playbook. So he put in business managers. Well, they don't know how to farm. The crop yields plummet. So Stalin sent an army into Ukraine at gunpoint, stole all their food, their harvest, right? At gunpoint. And like I said, this Mr. Jones, him and his editor knew about this, so he went down there. He was down there for the whole winter. He came back and wrote the truth. That story went worldwide, and it destroyed the New York Times, the rag of a paper, of their narrative, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So here's the crazy thing about this, you know, and a lot of people did die, is that after he wrote that piece, several years later, Mr. Jones went down to Africa to do some investigative reporting a couple years later. Joe Stalin sent a hit team down there and had him murdered, right? So telling the truth, and I'm sure, Jeff, you're going to understand this one. You know this one. Telling the truth is a very dangerous business.
Oh, I know. Yes, yes, indeed.
We've
seen a lot of people taken out. They have no problem killing people. Life means nothing to them. Nothing.
Right. So this idea that, you know, genocide would never happen to us, kind of put that asleep. Okay?
It's happening right now. And as you know, it's well underway.
Yeah.
The seeds have all been sown. They've taken root. They're growing. And there are an awful lot of American people who are already sick. They may not look it, they may not act it, but many do. But most who have taken the shot are already on that short path to their final days. They don't know it. They won't admit it. A lot of people say, oh my gosh, if I'd only gotten my booster when I should have, I wouldn't be so sick now. They will not face reality, James. Their denial factor is unbelievable. They won't do it. They just can't. I understand that. I get it. I see the motivation. Here, Deagle.com, 330 million people, all right? There were 326 million in 2017. The projection, 2 years, 24 months, is that we'll have less than 100 million people in this country,
right?
99 million plus. And they have also the GDP, the military expenditures, they're right there. So when you look at this, you'll be looking at something that very few of your friends have any idea about, and they won't believe it anyway. So you might as well just keep it to yourself. But these are the projections put together by a fellow named Deagle, who was the Under Secretary of the Air Force during the Clinton administration. Obviously, deep state all the way, and these figures were put together. I think I first saw them around 2017, and they came out, I don't know when, but I do remember a 2013 date. When did you first see them, James?
Oh, I got more news on that one. December of 2013, I got more news on that one.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get to that shortly.
All right,
so
good.
Just,
go right ahead.
Yeah. Just a heads up, the reason genocide comes easy to me. I used to belong to a church, so the Doomsday Church, Church Universal Triumph in Montana, and their narrative was that there was going to be a nuclear exchange, and there was going to be no between Russia and the United States, and there was going to be no electricity supply chain, all the worst case scenario, right? And to prepare for 2 to 4 years. Well, then, you know, that was the early 90s. And then when Russia collapsed, it kind of looked like that wasn't going to happen. But I was still looking for some answers, looking for this event. Somehow I've always felt this event was going to happen. And that's what I did, right? And let's see what I got here. And, you know, folks have always asked me, what is the solution? It's really simple. It's turn off the television. You know, folks will complain, and I even did my own complaining, that, you know, these TV presenters, you know, they're lying in this net. Tough TV. They don't lie because you can't hear them. That's
no.
That's the solution.
Why allow a thief into your into your soul, into your consciousness.
Right.
It's all it is it's a thief. It steals. It steals your life. It steals your time. It programs you to be subservient, obedient, absolutely. You don't have a chance if you're addicted to the screen. And they knew that. They knew it long ago.
Right. Like I said, I was trained to be prepared for 2 to 4 years. That's a lot of preparation. But
yes, it is.
Whatever you have would be, because we were taught about this collapse of society back then, and I've always believed it. Now, let's open up Deagle.com. I'm going to show you some interesting facts about this website. And for those who are listening in, I'll describe what I see. Okay, at Deagle.com, the first thing you notice is there's no advertisers. There's no advertisement.
Never seen one. Nope. Remember, it's at the top of the right-hand side of the homepage, and just look for the link. You'll see it, Deagle.com, Deagle.com. Click on that, open up the page, and if you want, you can start at View the Year 2017 listing. It's the first line of text in the box above it, or you can look at the before and after. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
So the current Deagle.com has been neutered, just like what they did to the Georgia Guidestones. The 2025 forecast has been removed. So if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, this is the part that's very fascinating. Copyright 2003, Jeff, the 22. You see that?
Oh, interesting. Did you go to the actual Deagle.com site? Is that what you're looking at?
Yes, I'm right at the site.
Now, just so all of you know, if you go to the Deagle.com site, I have a recreation of what has been removed. I have the current figures. The projection of 2025. I have that. So on the original, it's gone.
Right.
They pulled it.
What I'm trying to point out on the original is that it states that it was there at 2003.
That's a mind boggler. The Clintons were in the White House from up until 2000. So they had 8 years, 1992 to 2000, or thereabout, 2003 to 2001. So this is 2 years after the Clintons. This was put out by the Undersecretary of the Air Force, William S. Deagle, I think his name was. And no commercials. And that was a stunner. And like I said, I didn't see it until 2017. So,
right.
But that's wild.
And I don't know if you remember this part. I'm going to describe it to you. They had a snapshot of the front part of the office building. Right. Did you ever see that picture?
Of which office building?
Of the Deagle.com headquarters.
Oh, I didn't see that,
Okay. It's possible that they took it off. Maybe they took it off in 16. But it was there, and it had a little picture, and it was they were proud of it. And it said, in the city of London. Gee, I wonder if the Crown's got their fingerprints on this one. Right?
They got them on everything,
Pretty much, yeah. So it was just an old office building, dark windows, really creepy looking, right? But they were proud to show this. But then they removed it later on.
James, hold on just a minute. We have to take a little pause here. So we'll stop right there. We'll come right back with James Karolak in just a couple. So hold on. Radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. It's just rare that we find people who will stand up and do what Gerald is doing. You don't get invited to things like he gets invited to. His respect level is through the roof. Understand that. And what he stands upon is his work and his integrity, and it's all there in the Trends Journal. It is the most remarkable news magazine I've ever seen. No commercials in it, just knowledge and reality and truth. It's all there. So let's support him. What you get for your money? You go to a movie, what do you get? An hour and a half and it's gone. The Transjournal will sit in your home and wait for you until the cows come home. It's there for you. Anyway, I hope you do it. Go to trendsjournal.com. That's trendsjournal.com. Most everybody knows at least a little about colloidal silver and how effective it is in helping to build the best immune system, boosting vitality and nurturing superior overall health. Goldengevity, G-E-V-I-T-Y, has discovered a way to make colloidal silver in a single atom-sized suspension. Yes, one atom of silver at a time to ensure maximum penetration and destruction of pathogens. Atomic silver is easy to assimilate and expel from the body. There is no clumping or buildup. Atomic silver particles are not metallic, but are crystal trace minerals and are completely non-toxic, as confirmed by the EPA. Visit goldengevity.com and see for yourself why these are the most effective colloidal products in the world.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Whether you're at the office, walking down the street, in the car, going shopping, in a restaurant, a hospital, church, school, or even a graveyard, or just relaxing at home and trying to get a good night's sleep, you are being exposed to nonstop electromagnetic ionizing radiation. Whether it's from 5G, 4G, or soon 6G, or the microwave oven in the kitchen, or that dangerous smart meter hanging just on the other side of your wall, you are getting hit with potentially deadly radiation. How can we stop it? Well, other than living in a Faraday cage, there's really very little that can be done. In spite of endless claims from all sorts of devices for sale online, only a very few have ever been proven to work. That dilemma has all changed now with the Protect Pro line of products. Their Wi-Fi and radiation harmonizing products are second to none and are the first major scientific advance in personal protection from all forms of ionizing radiation. That's all forms. These attractive and simple Protect Pro discs come in several convenient sizes that begin to protect you immediately. Visit protectpro.net now and be safe.
Real people, real stories.
I had acute eczema. I have tried every cream and ointment that you can imagine. It was pretty miserable. So I started taking the Conivora, and at this point, I don't want to ever be without it.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months. He started developing more lymph nodes that were swelled up. So I thought I'd just try carnivora. The lymph nodes started to go down, the swelling did. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, so my veterinarian said, you know what, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore advertising, so I said, you know what, I'm going to order this product. They did all the tests. I kid you not, this product saved his eye.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Okay, let's get right back to James Karolak. Deagle.com. First published, commercial free, 2003. Interesting. Go right ahead.
Excellent. I want to talk about our first two broadcasts and the characteristics of those broadcasts. Our first broadcast was on March 1st, 2021, and two things came out of that. That was the first time that I know of that a conversation about Deagle.com and light was shed on Deagle.com. First time for a full hour.
Yeah.
I don't know any others. And the other characteristic is that 5 weeks later, they disabled the 2025 forecast. The icon was still there, but they disabled it. So then, in our second broadcast, which was July 8th, 2021, two things came out of that. Now, I was following like Stu Peters and a couple other podcasts. That was the only time I followed him, just for that summer. And he would say, like, you think this is genocide? And nobody was really, they were kind of talking about it, but they weren't really talking about it. And then you had a couple guests on, and you would ask them, say, you know, this is genocide, right? And they would deny it, right? And I said, Jeff, quit me. I'm going to set this straight. And I said, no, this is genocide, and you're not going to be able to stop it. I can't imagine all this. You probably got a lot of hate mail on that one. You can't stop it. We can try to slow it down. We could even, if we can educate the population, we can reduce the genocide numbers, but we're not going to stop it. They're too well organized, right? So what happened from that broadcast, two things came. One, the word genocide started blowing up. Everybody was saying genocide now, right?
Sure.
Because a lot of podcasters listen to Jeff, and then they run with it, right? And then number two, the icon for Deagle.com for 2025 was removed permanently a week later. That's the last we saw of it. So just want to bring that part up now.
They didn't want you shone a light on them, and they didn't. They liked the darkness. They don't want to be illuminated, so they took it down.
They're cockroaches.
Yeah.
They're cockroaches. So anyway, you know, go back to those numbers. You know, I'm on the current site. Real GDP at $23 trillion, it goes down to $2.4 trillion, a 90% drop. You have any idea what that means? This is poverty. Then you take the purchasing power. It goes from, on the site, $69,000, it goes down to $16,000, 67% drop. I mean, we're basically working slave labor. This is slave labor.
We're going third world here. Is what it is.
Third world. And then you go from an $860 billion defense budget to $32 billion, a 94% drop. And I know what they're going to use that military budget is to put them into the FEMA camps to make sure nobody gets out. That's my theory.
Or basic house arrest.
Or house arrest. It's not for us, right?
So,
It's horrible. And the other thing I want to talk about the population is that when I first found it, I found it at 54 million. Okay. And then they moved it up to 61 million. And I think they moved it down. They moved it back up. Right. It was really odd. I didn't know these things, you know? So then the huge change came in March 2017 and stayed at that from that point on. That's when Donald Trump got elected, right? So what happened? They moved it up to 99 million on March 2017. And what was different? Trump was in office. And I'm going, now I know why they don't like this guy. They're screwing up the genocide plan. apparently. They know. I mean, how do you get these numbers? They know. But so with that said, okay. I want to say one other thing about Donald Trump. One thing about him. Like, you know, I figured this out on March 12th. Because I've been asking God for over 6 years how they're going to pull this off. And after I had a night's sleep, it was like a bolt of lightning. They're going to come to the vaccine. Of course, I'm anti-vaccine, so it wasn't very hard to figure out. So let me tell you what Trump did back in April of 2020. And I can't find the clip. Okay, he came out from being, he was doing a news briefing, right? How they come out from behind the curtain. He leans into the microphone and he goes, "This is all a hoax." And he goes back to his regular ways and goes into his news briefing. And I'm going, was that scripted or did he just add that? You know, and I thought he'd be dead by the morning. I don't know if it was scripted. Well, he did say that. He was, you know.
You know what I think? I think he did, and he's done a couple of other things like that. Do you remember the
right.
Cove Fifi? C-O-V, capital F-E, capital F-E, Cove Fifi. Remark that he made. That was a big deal. Cove Fifi. Look it up. C-O-V after the program. Look it up. Cove Fifi. One word. C-O-V-F-E-F-E. And he tweeted that at around 1 a.m. or something. And then several hours later, if I remember right, he challenged people. He says, see if you can figure out what that is. Never another word. It caused a minor uproar in the media, but no one ever figured it out until we did, Erica did, a few months ago. And we explained the whole thing. Anyhow, go ahead, because that's another thing he did. I think he said that. This is all a hoax. And I think he made the Cove Fifi remark, which was a truncated sentence. It wasn't even complete. So he could point back at some distant date and say, I tried to warn you.
Right.
I did my best. I think his ego did that so he could point to it and say, I tried to tell you. Now, he didn't have the backbone. He was too compromised, is too compromised. He could have been one of the greatest American presidents ever. Even if it had cost him his life, he would have gone down in history as one of the greatest American heroes, a hero of freedom, peace, morality in the planet. But he didn't do it. He played along. He did what he was told. But those, I think, I didn't know about this is all a hoax statement that fits in with Cove Fifi. That's fascinating. So I think that's twice that I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he was man enough to actually stick his neck out and try to warn people. He did say it. But the media, of course, being as controlled as it is, would not pick it up and run with it. They just let it go, or they played with it.
And the normies might go and say, well, he just playing, having fun.
That's right.
And it didn't take him seriously. I figured it out. I'm like, dude, I know what you're talking about. And then I want to talk about this Jerome Adams. That's the Surgeon General. He's a 32-degree Mason, I believe. He came out and said, this was in April. About the same time, 2020, he goes, how do you say it? I got it written here. Okay, this is worldwide, and there's nowhere to hide. He was saying this is a worldwide operation. That's what he was saying. I read between the lines, right? So, you know, they tell you. They let you know. But I got to keep moving on because we're going to run out of time here.
Go ahead.
Couple things, you know, when Biden came out and said there was 85%, you know, people have taken a shot, at least one, that's a sales technique called the power of suggestion. And my intuition says between 48 and 45%. That's my intuition. I never believed that. Now, I want to talk about three interviews that lead to that was on Greg Hunter. He did in the last couple months. Okay. And they actually tell you in between the lines, except for Betsy, they tell you that this is for real. So first one is Jim Rickards, who's ex-CIA, right? And he's on a book tour. He's, you know, he is an attorney involved here. And he explains that when he submitted in his manuscript to the publisher, they called him and said, what is this chapter about deflation, right? He goes, yeah. And he didn't really go into it. You got to read the book, and I don't have that time to read it. But what I read was he did say deflation because he knows what's going on. He's ex-CIA. What he's saying is that demand destruction through depopulation. That's what he's telling you about. But he can't say that in his book. Because no, you can't do that, right? So then you get Mindy Kirst. There's Betsy, Dr. Betsy. How do you say her last name? Ed?
How do you spell it?
E-A-D-S.
S-E-A-V-E-S?
No, E-A-D-S. Dr. Betsy.
Oh, Eads. Eads. Eads.
That's what I thought. So what she said was that there's an assignment of back steps in the next 2 years. I thought it was 3 years. She said 10. Didn't she say tens of millions? I think she said tens of millions.
Oh, yeah.
And I would take that. I would take that any day, Jeff. I hope she's right and we're all wrong on the other numbers, right? My number is 100 million. And, but Indeed.com is 234 million. So then I want to talk about Martin Armstrong. He just did one. And that guy's a truth teller, if you ask me. But he, you know, he knows a lot of people, right? He knows a lot of, you know, the right people. And he has said that he knows people that are close to the Fed, and the Fed plans on become completely cashless in 2025, Jeff. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes on saying, "Goes, I don't know how that's going to work out, you know, because he's talking about pushback. Well, you depopulate. I don't think it's going to be a hard problem putting it through. That's my theory. Okay. So let me see what time we got. 15 more minutes, maybe. Okay, so let's talk about the worst case scenario. That's what I really want to speak about. You know, when you have this high of death forecast by Google.com, society will collapse. I mean, seriously, this will be frozen in time. The food stores will be closed, healthcare facilities closed, police departments, if they have any, they're going to protect in the government building. Rolling blackouts, so on and so forth. Like, who's going to man these stores? There is not going to be a corner booth.
That's right.
The city is going to be a death sentence. So what they're going to do, this is what I think the government will do, they'll have food distribution areas, right? But there's a catch to it. You got to prove your vaccination. And that's where they're going to kill off the population. Because you're hungry, you're going to take that vaccination. And you can't be, let's say you're a man and you got a wife and three kids. Well, they're not going to give enough food for five people. All five have to be there to prove their vaccination. That's
fully
vaxxed.
Right.
Fully vaxxed. And if you're not, guess what? We have it here for you. And it's all going to be, they're going to be dead shortly afterwards. So you need to get out of the city. So you got to have a plan B. In this worst case, a real plan B, right? So preparedness. I have this wild dream of plan A, you know, being in the mountains and off grid, you know, but that's $1 million, so that's not going to happen. So you can instead, you can go to plan B for probably as less as $500 up to even $500,000. And so everyone's invited. Everyone can get into this plan. And this plan does offer community. Community is very important. Because then you're around like-minded people, and I'll explain that to you. So we're talking about, and it's not the collapse of, the death of all these people, which I think it's going to be. Even if the collapse of the economy, you know, you need a plan B to get out of the city regardless. That's the importance here. So we'll call it boondocking, okay? We're talking about there's a transition period that you need to be away from the city, you know, at least three to 6 months. And you can do this. I can do it. So let me tell you what I'm doing, and then you can go from there. You know, I purchased it's called a Ford E350 Cutaway. It's got that van front end, and it's a bus, right? And I sent you those pictures. Did you ever put those up?
They're up. Look under James' name for photos there, and you'll see them.
Right. Look up the bus. So I put this thing together. I gutted it, and I got like maybe 23,000 into it, right? And it's got solar panels. It runs completely off-grid. It's got a generator. All you need is hunting and fishing equipment. I can actually, with that bus, I can be off-grid for 3 to 4 months easily, right? So, and right now, the RV prices are falling. They're falling, so it's a good
time. Why is that? I'm surprised. I don't want to get off topic here. By the way, under James Karolak, you'll see it. One way to escape the city and go off-grid, okay?
Go off-grid.
That's the link. You'll see what James is prepared to do and how he did it. Okay.
Right. So, you know, RV prices are falling because they're overpriced. All the RVs are super overpriced.
Okay.
They were going over sticker. Now with the higher interest rates, they're falling like crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
And also,
uh-huh.
You know, with my RV, I have a pedal bicycle and I have an e-bike. And the reason mm-hmm. I have that is because when I go boondocking, that's when you go on the boonies and you dock your vehicle, I just hop on my e-bike and go into town that's maybe 10 miles away, right,
uh-huh.
if I don't want to
uh-huh.
pedal. So I, you know, pick up. And usually when I'm boondocking, I don't have access to internet or phone. So I go into town and, you know, hook up for the internet. But, you know, you go to places like cruiseamerica.com. Look at them. They're, I know a couple of people who bought stuff from them. Those are motorhomes now. They're only 4 years old, and they're well-maintained because they have to be, right? And you get some deals and steals there. Again, you know, there you're going to probably spend $30,000, $40,000.
What is, give the website again, please, James. Truth?
Cruise.
America.
So, yeah, Cruise, C-R-U-I-S-E, and then America.com. And you'll see an icon that says buy a motorhome, because they only keep them for 4 years, so they're selling their 2018 stock right now, right?
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
It's not a bad way to go. But, you know, let's go back to this boondocking, right? There are so many apps that show you all the places you can go to. Now, like where Jeff's at, the out in the West, there's they have the best boondocking because it's all BLM land, right? I mean, there are so many places you can go.
There'll be other people out there of like mind that I assume you can dock near and next to. Yeah, you bet.
That's what I'm talking about, community. You think you're the only one out there? You're going to have a score of people, and that's where you're going to have community. This is where you, because the more people you have out there, the higher percentage you're going to survive. And besides, everyone out there is thinking the same thing. Let's survive. Let's do this together. You're building the tribe, right? So, let's see, where was I? Okay. Okay. So, free camping, we've got BLM land, state and national forests. You know, like here in Michigan, we don't have BLM land. So we have state and national forests. There's plenty of that around, right? And all Walmarts, you can camp overnight. Not all. Like in Portland, they got 3 Walmarts. You can't park there, right? But most Walmarts, you can camp overnight. You know why? Because, you know, they know you're going to spend $100 on groceries. You know, all Sam's Clubs, all Crackle Barrels, you can camp for free. You just park overnight parking. And all casinos. Because they know you're going to come in and lose all your money. So what the hell? Right? So
that's funny.
Like I said, you can do this with just, you know, a tent, and when you go out to this place that you find, and this is the summer you want to look for it, right? You know, this is what I suggest. All right, so there's another website. I'm going to spell it out to you. It's CAMPENDUIM. Again, CAMPENDUIM.com. Right, and you can also download the app. That you can put any location in the United States. In Canada, and they'll show you all the free camping and all the paid camping, and how much it is, and how it's amazing. And there's actually
Give me that again. I'm going to put it in. C A M P
E N
E N
D U E N D U I M Camp2Him. Yeah. Put in, and then it'll say where you want to camp, and I think you can put it in the zip code. And it'll show you, and I think that particular website, or I'm saying the app, you can hit it, that it's where you want to go, and that goes to Google Maps, and it'll take you right to that spot.
Okay, it's Campendium, so, D-I-U-M.
Campendium, that's it. Yeah.
All right.
Did you find it, Jeff?
I got it.
Excellent. Yep. Because what you want to look for is a place that's on a stream, right? Why? Because you want water. Because you're going to have a water system, right? And then you can just refill your water tanks, so you can wash dishes and take brief showers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, because the water is the only thing that's going to hold you back, right? I can bring enough food, my refrigerator. I run it off solar panels during the day and propane at night. So I can stay off grid, and if you got a fish, if you know how to fish, boom, you got food. If you know how to hunt, you got more food. So, we're talking when things are really rough, Jeff. That's what I'm referring to.
Campendium. So, all right, remember that.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah. So when you find this location, other people know about it. And then when the shit hits the fan, you're gonna see a lot of folks up there because they're all thinking the same thing. And then, like I said, you're in a tent, like you don't have much, right? Well, you're gonna be in a community. They're gonna help you out, buddy. They're gonna help you out because we all sticking together. We're gonna become a tribe of one, right? Okay, I gotta go move fast on this. Now I'm gonna tell you.
We got about, we can do this about two minutes, maybe two and a half. Go ahead.
Okay. Solo van life. You get somebody that I'm by myself, say a woman, put in YouTube, solo van life. You have hundreds of women showing you how they travel as nomads.
They do.
Not a problem.
Maybe
and
it's thousands, lots.
Thousands. Mm-hmm. They're making money off YouTube. A lot of them are making $500-$600 a month. Telling about their experiences. Now, the other part is the storage of the van, right? A lot of folks, or the RV, whatever it is, they'll say, well, I have no place to put it. Perfect. You're going to do what we do here in Michigan. We store it up north. So we just drive there and then pick it up. So then you're right there. So you get out of town, and then your towable's ready, or your motorhome is full of gas with all the food in it. You're ready to go, right? So, you can't afford it. Well, you do the best you can because, like I said, you can even just buy a tent, get a few things, and just this summer look for that spot because you want to be prepared. Let's say it doesn't happen. Okay, let's say none of this is – we're totally wrong. Well, I tell you what, you just picked up a really cool hobby because when you go camping, you meet the nicest folks out there because everyone's on vacation. They're not angry. They're not angry. They're just happy to be out there. They'll talk to you. You just have a good time. So.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah. And you can also.
That's,
go ahead.
None of you.
You have what's called nomad life. Now, what that is you live out of your van completely. Mm-hmm. So, or your house, whatever you're in.
Now, you see the pictures under James' name. He bought a school bus. Or a bus, shuttle bus,
city bus,
and converted it. Yeah, and was that a whole kitchen unit you found somewhere? You just put it on the side of
the bus? No. I bought that from Lowe's.
The whole unit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you had to put it together.
Yeah, I got you. But you bought it as like the counter was one piece and the cabinets underneath to put those in. That's a simple fix.
Yeah. With a lot of windows. Is that I get a panoramic view. The disadvantage is that I don't have as much storage. Usually you have cabinets there, but I don't.
Right.
So, but I get these views that are just off the charts, panoramic views, which is really cool.
I got you. Well, that's really a good thing. Go ahead, James.
So we got another minute? Cool.
I don't know if we do. I don't think so, but give 30 seconds. We'll try. All right. Okay,
all right.
Let me do this. You've shared a lot, as always. We think that Deagle projections are still on the table very much.
Oh, yes.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong.